Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. I'm Tara.
And I'm Karen. And this week's episode is on the very important topic of self-love.
Ooh, we gonna love on ourselves? What is self-love?
We are gonna love on ourselves. Self-love. To me, self-love means having compassion for yourself, having grace for yourself, looking at all of your bits, including the icky ones, the ones that we have tried to suppress for all these years, and just letting them come up and out and giving them a big old hug and saying, you're all part of me and you're not perfect and I love you anyway.
I love you anyway. I love you because you're not perfect.
I love you for exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-love takes some of us a bit longer to get there because of the world. The world has broken us and disconnected us from who we truly are, and getting back to that place of genuinely loving yourself, it's priceless.
I love that. Yeah, there is no greater gift that we can give ourselves than going inward and deciding to unconditionally love whatever comes up, whatever we find, all of the things. Right? All of who we are. And it's so multifaceted.
Yes.
That's the thing. We're human beings. We are physical. We are spiritual. We are emotional. We are intellectual. We are energetic. So we have, you know, there's all these facets of who we are. To some people, maybe that taking a deep dive inside yourself is terribly frightening. And I do understand that. But I am here to tell you that when I started doing this inner work, it wasn't hard. It just took a little time and a lot of love. It took, you know, some journaling, some conversations, some reading. But it's so worth it going all the way inside and deciding that you are enough just as you are. And that, like you said, it's outside external influences that cause us to pull back and to start to suppress who we are and start to hide, mask, start to people please and be someone else for someone else, because we're these little beings who are just trying to survive in this world.
Yeah. To reiterate what you said earlier, self-love involves accepting and appreciating yourself, flaws and all. So the icky bits, the pretty bits, the bits that we wish that we could forget about, we can't. All of that makes up who you are. And it's all important. The hardest part is the starting to disconnect from all of the lies that we've told ourselves, lies that were told to us about ourselves, who we are, who we're not. The starting is the hard part. Once you do it, it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, there I am.
Hey, how you doing? Where have you been?
Right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Right. And that's part of it too, right? So we so often are so critical of ourselves, and we don't talk nicely to ourselves.
No.
What we think we know we are, who we think we know we are. But if you start to look inward and go really take a nice deep dive, you will find a lot of beautiful surprises.
Beautiful surprises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember thinking, I thought I did love myself when I started diving.
Yes,
so
yes.
I was like, what is happening right now? And it took me a while to get down through it. You have to tune your channel, your radio receiving channel, into yourself. You've got to sort of close off, if you will, all of the external input and all of the stories and all of the programming.
Right. Self-love is a continuous process that requires intentional effort and practice.
Intentional effort.
You have to be intentional about loving yourself. And like you said, it's also about speaking to yourself with kindness, giving yourself grace. Just be nice to yourself.
I do like that word effort.
It's easy, right? No, y'all. It is not easy. It's right. Easy, but it's not easy.
No, what's easy is rolling like you've been rolling in your little comfortable world that is not true. I think a really great physical place to start, like a tangible task that you can do, is to set aside some time, let's say 5 to 10 minutes, morning or night, to journal and to just ask those questions like, how do I feel about this? Mm-hmm. Or when someone says this to me, where do I feel that in my body? And what does that mean? What do I think that means? You know, and just connecting. And then also, I think writing down a lovely list of what you consider your unique gifts and talents and qualities, because that sort of, that's a nice little pathway in, right? Celebrating what you do notice. And then it helps you go in and look at the things that you didn't like so much and then just sort of start to bring those into the light, right? Into your consciousness. So you can say, oh, I see you. Oh, you are extremely jealous. I wonder why. Like what, why are you so jealous? Like, and then when you start to connect with the truth of who you are, that deep essential self, then none of that matters because you have created for yourself this internal safety and security that nothing can touch.
Hmm. You can't truly love anyone else until you love yourself first.
It's the most important relationship you'll ever have.
Taking care of all aspects of yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, because we are multifaceted.
Right. And even some things that we, you know, when we go inward and we see some things that we're not necessarily proud of or we're uncomfortable with, there's generally another side to
it. Right.
So there's two sides to excited energy, right? There's the nervous side, right? It can sort of manifest as I'm so nervous, or it can manifest as I'm so excited. So everything that we discover about ourselves has at least two sides, right? So it's not necessarily, oh, this thing is bad because. It's like, oh, why is that present? How does that serve me? Right. What can I learn from that piece? What is that trying to tell me about my experience and how I might be able to let go of that perspective, that negative perspective? And as you were saying, it does require intentional effort. We have to monitor, and you have to check yourself, and you have to be listening, really listening, and being really aware, because so much of this is pre-programmed. Right. So much of this is automatic. Right. So you have to constantly monitor in the beginning. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it becomes more natural very quickly. And then you start reframing and turning those messages around.
Let's see, reframing, turning those messages around. One of the ways that came to mind was practice gratitude.
Oh, 100%.
That will shift how you view things from scarcity and lack to abundance, because we have so much more than we think we do. We have so much more to offer than we think we do.
Yes. I love that. I mean, that affects every area of our life, but definitely that inner emotional landscape, because I feel like so much of it is emotion based, right? Like that emotion experiencing, and so much of it is emotions being suppressed or not processed because we feel in that moment that it's not acceptable.
Oh my goodness, you guys, emotions are not bad. They're not good. They're not bad.
You stop processing those emotions, which P.S. most of us don't learn how to do as children. And that's no shade on our parents, because they didn't learn it anything any better from their parents. But we know better now. So if we know better, we're going to do better, right?
Well, we should do better.
Well,
there's knowing and then there's doing.
Right.
It's the knowing. Like, yes, we know. Now we have to take that next, the intentional step, the effort to do better.
Exactly. Because, yes, you can know all day long and not change your actions.
Right.
Not change your steps. And if you haven't processed, if you haven't released that emotion, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like you said earlier, feel it in your body. Oh, where is this thing? Where do I feel this thing?
Yeah.
And get away from reacting to whatever big emotion it is or little emotion and just respond. Take that moment to reflect, process, and respond.
I think if you have the ability to step back and sort of observe it like you're watching a movie,
right.
You're like, oh, look at the character in that movie. They're so blank.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching it unfold without
being consumed by it.
Yeah, without being consumed. And you just notice it and you're aware of it. And you're like, huh. I think that's a really valuable tool, that sense of curiosity and wonder that helps. It's almost like an archaeological dig,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You're like, you have no attachment to that fossil you're trying to uncover, but you're just wondering, I wonder why it's there. I wonder, you know,
Who put that there?
And you don't even have to know the details. You don't have to know when it happened. You don't have to know why it happened. You don't have to know who told you the thing. What you have to be aware of is that it's there. And it wants some attention.
Yes.
And it wants some processing. And when you do that, you will feel 79 pounds lighter.
At the very least, 79 pounds lighter. There is a freedom in recognizing and processing and just loving on yourself. I can't describe how good it feels when you genuinely love yourself and how much freer you move about the world. So the storms come, the clouds come. Great.
Right.
I'm not defined by the clouds or the storms.
And people will come and go,
mm-hmm.
and their definition or perception of you has no bearing because you already know who you are and you are safe in that place.
Like, who you think I am is really not my business.
Exactly. Oh my God, I love that. Like, my business is knowing and loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do beyond that, that's a you problem.
Right. Especially when it's out of alignment with who you actually are.
I love that idea of out of alignment. The more we practice this and the better we get at this, you can feel it almost immediately.
Immediately.
When somebody says or does something, you'll feel it viscerally. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll feel it in your body.
Yes.
And then you know, that's a flag. That's a what's happening here. Yeah.
That's curious. What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're highlighting something in me. Okay, cool. Got it. Understood. Message received.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And to be sure, everyone who crosses our path, I mean, I personally believe there's no such thing as coincidences and serendipities. They are all experiences and conditions that lead us closer to ourselves, that lead us back home, right, to our truth and the challenges that arise. And I'm not making light of, listen, I am not making light of how challenging, how difficult, how desperate sometimes life can feel and be to any one of us, but it's not the truth of who we are.
Right. So what are some ways that you choose to practice gratitude in your day to day?
So something I started doing several years ago was to write in a gratitude journal in the morning. The first thing I would do when I awoke was to take my gratitude journal and write at least five things that I am grateful for. I mean, it could literally be for waking up this morning, right? It can be anything. It can be, you know, concrete and, you know, very tangible and or not. Gratitude is a surefire way to get into high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude sends you into the higher vibrations of the human experience, love and joy. We start our day from that place. It's way better than starting our day from, oh my God, I can't believe you slept through your alarm. Oh my God, you know, whatever the thing is that you're going to beat yourself up for before you're even barely awake. Just give yourself a few moments and record or, you know, write down or just say out loud some gratitudes.
Right.
What about you?
Oh, for me, I like to start my, you know, self-love with song. So there's a song of the day that's going to get me going and set my intentions for the day. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, this is the feel good music. Like, let's go world. I've got this. Come on, Tara. Let's go.
I love
that.
It.
like a hype music. I'm my own hype person. I'll have a soundtrack going.
You're just hyping yourself.
Like, oh, let's go.
For the day. I love that.
I love it.
I love that because music's so powerful.
It is amazing. Anyway. Music is life, y'all. I don't know how you feel about it, but music is the thing that will carry you through, over, around all of it. Because you have your favorite song or, you know, the artist that you listen to and you're like, well, today's one of those gray cloudy days.
So I'm going to listen to so-and-so.
Let me just go ahead because I'm going to have to power through this moment. It's for me, it's just the music and then saying things out loud. So I know you heard Karen say years ago she started her gratitude journal with five things. That may be very ambitious because I don't know if you guys know this about her yet, but she is in the accelerated class for gratitude and life love things. If you are not there yet, don't worry. You don't have to be there. Just start with one thing, and it could be what you consider is just a small thing. I'm awake.
I love that.
Thank you for my voice. I just got to remind, because they were like, five, that's a lot. Good. Every day?
Oh, my word. I love that you're checking me on that.
Yeah, she's in the accelerated class. You may or may not get there, but, you know, just one thing. That's all you got to do.
One step at a time.
If that's all you have, that's all you got.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just really acknowledging one thing that completely changes your vibration, that completely changes your perspective, your outlook. If you can say that thing, feel that thing, and then move into your day, you're winning.
That is a win. That is a win.
100%. Yeah, I love that.
Ooh. When we were talking about the gratitude and shifting our mind, self-compassion is important.
Oh, yeah.
You have to treat yourself with a kindness and an understanding and an empathy and avoiding that negative self-talk. You're not that thing. You're having a moment. Your mistakes, your setbacks, your challenges, all of those things, that's part of being human. That's what the human experience is. No one said, you know what, when you're born, it's going to be, you know, easy street all the way. It is not.
Right. The human condition is going to present opportunities for learning. Some of them don't feel great.
Oh my gosh.
Some of them are hard.
They don't feel that good. What is this situation, challenge, setback teaching me? What can I learn from this?
Yeah.
About myself, about this other person. As a student of life in this human experience, each and every day, forever, basically.
It's not like you figure it out. Like you get the...
Y'all, none of us got this figured out. I'm still messy. I still have my moments. I still have my challenges. I'm just trying to be better today than I was yesterday. Better tomorrow than I am today. Because I'm learning more and more about myself each and every day.
And the better is indicating treating myself better, mm-hmm. right? Loving myself better, learning more, being mm-hmm. open, right? Not being reactive, just letting things flow and Ooh. Responding. Not taking things so seriously.
Yes.
It's
just life.
I have to talk to myself about that one a lot. I'm like, Karen, just lighten up, man.
It's okay.
Just lighten up. It's all good. It's not like, this particular thing doesn't feel great. It kind of sucks, but it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Respecting yourself. And self-care is a big Ooh, part of that, right?
Yes.
Right, but self-care and self-love are not the same thing.
They're not.
Right? Self-love is, you know, the essence of who you are, and you're just like, you get jiggy with it, right? You're just like, I like that part.
Ooh, I love me.
Self-care is a part of that where you can, in any given moment, you know, say something, do something kind, have an experience, get a massage, go for a walk, be in nature. Those are ways that I love to take care of myself and show myself love, as we all are.
Self-care activities.
What are your favorites?
What are my favorite? Well, we already know how I feel about music, so I'm going to dance it out.
Yep.
I'm going to get in my body. I'm going to dance it out. I'm going to read a book. Going to channel my creativity. I'm going to write a little bit. Just sit in the universe, listen, and be like, what's on my heart today? And then write it out. Or I've come back to the bubble bath life.
It's this
whole thing now. Oh my goodness. Like,
so
how many baths did you take as a child? versus how many do you take as an adult.
Right.
Like in the bathtub, that was the best time ever.
So like, happy.
We
so
are
fun.
On many adventures. So we're just like in our own little world, doing our own little things.
Oh, yeah.
And now as an adult, it's the moment where I can just breathe. There's usually a scent associated with it. Like I'm going to carry it all the way through. Like there's going to be lavender bubble bath and a lavender candle and then lavender body. Like it's I'm going to fully immerse myself in this experience.
Oh, yeah. This production is happening and we got all of the sensory experience.
Yes.
All of the senses are going to be
yes.
lit up, right?
Every single one of them. I'm just like,
oh, yeah,
I'm just going
to
be.
That's a surefire way to get back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those quiet moments, those very calm and nurturing moments. Let's do a little self-love, like meditation,
okay.
if you will.
Let's do it.
Some people don't like that word meditation. What can I say? It's an exercise. Let's do a little exercise, okay? So as you're listening, I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. Not if you're driving.
Please don't do that.
Pull over first.
Safety first.
So just close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to put one hand on your heart. And I want you to breathe into that area. Breathe into your heart space. Just connect with your heart and then ask yourself this question. What is the most loving thing I could do for myself right now? And just sit with that for a moment. All it takes is 30 seconds sometimes to just check in with yourself, to know how you're feeling, to listen to your body, to understand what you might need in this moment that will make all of the following moments so much better. That'll help you in your relationships, in your workspace, your personal life. You start with that one thing that you need in that moment. And then you make a habit of checking in with yourself.
That felt good.
Yeah.
That felt really good.
Yeah. When you check in with yourself and you ask yourself what you need and you give yourself that thing, whatever it is, doesn't have to be a big deal. Everything else just kind of flows.
Mm.
Right? You get back into alignment.
Yes.
We were talking about alignment
yes.
before. You just go, and you're back into alignment. I know who I am. I know my worth. I know my value. I love myself. And you move and you operate from that place and do it as many times as you need
mm-hmm.
in a given day until you start really getting natural at it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Mm. And you said, you know, when you're checking in with yourself and you have that moment, it'll affect your relationships.
Mm.
Who we surround ourselves with matters. You know, when we're younger, we don't always have a choice in, you know, who we're around, which is why now you and I know, in particular with our children, we are very intentional about who we surround our kids with, who gets to pour, who gets the benefit of knowing them. The privilege to know these very special, beautiful people that we have been tasked with on this earth.
Mm,
but
yeah.
even as an adult, be aware of your circle, your relational groups, be it personally and professionally, and surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you.
I sent you a quote the other day, did I not? And
you did.
I said, remind me of this because
yes.
I'm pulling it up. And I said, remind me of this because this is really important. I either read this or heard this. Putting ourselves in a favorable environment. That means an environment, people, situations that are life affirming,
yes,
nurturing, loving, that help us. I want to even say help us envision where we're going.
Yes,
it helps us with goal setting.
Mm.
You know, people who inspire you, people who you love and who love you on a very deep level. People that maybe you don't even know, coaches, you know, people that are there to support you.
And we live in a day and age where you may never meet that person that's your mentor or mentee or the person that's inspiring you, but continue to tap into those resources. They are literally at our fingertips.
How beautiful is that? You can basically reach out to anyone and say, I really like the way you operate or present
right.
in life, and I find you very inspiring, and would you consider mentoring me?
Yes.
Or, you know, simple as that, right?
Yes. Yep.
Be discerning.
Oh, discernment is important.
About who you let into your life, into your energy, into your circle. And if they're pulling you down in any way,
you need to limit that exposure.
Yeah.
That's setting boundaries. That leads me to setting boundaries, you guys. I know We initially think of setting boundaries as something negative that happens. We think about what we're going to lose. Let's change the narrative a little bit.
Yep.
What do you gain by setting your boundaries? Y'all, I felt that in my soul, in my spirit. Like, boundaries are not about trying to control someone else.
No.
It's they about you. And when you set your boundaries, it's the knowing. There's another step to it. You then have to keep said boundaries. And if people violate your boundaries, they actually going to be the ones that are losing, because they're not respecting like what you said about who you are, what lines you're willing to cross, what lines you aren't willing to cross. And it's like, oh, I've tested this boundary. This person pulled back from me. I don't want to lose them. So maybe let me check myself a little bit.
I mean, all of it is like in progress, in motion, like work in progress, right? Nothing is set in stone. You can screw up. You can make a mistake. You can hurt someone. Go back, communicate, and apologize. And you can fix, you can rectify, you can repair that, right? Like, I don't think there's many things that are just absolutely beyond repair.
No.
So setting a boundary, first of all, knowing yourself and knowing what your values are, right? Right? What you need to feel whole and well and to thrive. And then setting a boundary with anyone who doesn't necessarily acknowledge or respect that, right? Or who crosses the line, or who just drains you energetically. Sometimes it's just a feeling. Sometimes it's like,
you can't describe it. Like, I am tired now.
Right.
I met with Debbie Downer and now I need several naps.
So you get to decide who and how and where, you know, you share your energy and you let people in. Yeah.
And setting boundaries is mission critical for determining or reaffirming your self-worth and your self-respect. Just think about how you feel when you allow someone to violate a boundary that you said. You're like, oh man.
It feels so bad, doesn't it?
Oh man. But like, when you stand in it and you're like, you know what? I said X, Y, and Z is not acceptable to me.
And I'm grounded and I'm committed to that. And you can either respect it or not. But I get to walk away.
I don't have to stay here and allow you to treat me this way. It's for you. It really is. Mm-hmm. Setting and keeping and asserting your boundaries is crucial in this self-love work that we're talking about. As a parent, sometimes setting a boundary means saying no. No is a complete sentence, y'all. You don't owe anyone an explanation as to why you won't do whatever.
Whatever they ask is, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's so true. Even like adult to adult, like, you know, if someone says, hey, can you, no, I can't.
Thank you, no.
Right now. Thank you, no. That's Thank a lovely you, way no. to say it. Thank you, but no.
I cannot.
Don't have the bandwidth right
oh,
now.
Oh, but what if it, mm-mm.
No. Yeah. No is a complete sentence. I love that. When I first heard you say that, I was like, oh my God, that's so true. There's so much personal power. There's so much empowerment that comes with knowing and loving yourself. And then standing in that, just standing in it.
Stand in that. Be okay in that.
Stand in that knowledge and that awareness and take care of yourself. Yes.
All righty. So I feel like we there.
I feel like we are.
Let's get in our bodies.
It's time to get in our bodies.
Get in your bodies. So today's song is by an artist that Karen and I both adore because she is actually our best friend. She doesn't know it. She's gotten me through many dark moments. She is Love, and she just amazing, y'all.
She is. Yeah. So this is her song, Private Party. If you don't know who we're talking about, we're talking about the just holy, grounded, and strong, amazing presence, India RE.
All right, y'all, get up and dance. We're having a private party.
We're getting in our bodies.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Thank you, India. I feel real good.
Oh, yeah.
Look how far we come.
Look how far we've come.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We danced it out. It's time for our wonderful question of the day.
Oh.
What beliefs, underlie your self-love. The beliefs that underlie my self-love are in I am statements. The first one is, I am amazing.
Mm. That just gets right down to it,
okay,
doesn't it?
This is how we start. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for y'all.
Just
I
so strong
am
right
amazing.
Out of the gate.
With an exclamation point, because yeah. I am amazing.
Yeah.
The next I am statement that came to mind for me was, I am more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes in my life, I would question, why am I not enough?
Mm.
What is wrong with me? And then it clicks one day. Hold on, ma'am. Remember what you said about being amazing? You are actually more than enough. And then as I think about those moments when I have self-doubt or whatever gray moments, I remember that my mistakes do not define me. Because I'm going to make them. Made some. Will make more. Those moments of, you know, being out of alignment with who I really am, they don't define me.
Yes.
Because go back to I am statement number one. I am amazing. Oh, what about you?
I love that. I love that. I love those I am statements. I want to say that my self-love is reflected in, for sure, the gratitude I feel and the joy that I feel. And once I got to the point where I realized my value and the importance of my voice as a representative of my soul,
right.
I realized that what I have to say and share and who I am and who I want to be and sharing is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is not one other in the 8 billion.
You the only you.
Exactly. So really stepping into that and feeling like I have something valuable to share. And I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it. You don't have to listen, but I'm going
to
share it.
I have to share this thing.
Yeah. And then I come back to joy, the concept of joy, right? I feel really deeply and strongly that joy is my birthright. Joy is your birthright. Joy is everyone's birthright. And where we find it and how we open to it and how we even just create it for ourselves, it doesn't matter. But celebrating and being joyful is just so, so good for me. And for me, actually dancing, like getting into my body, putting on a favorite song and dancing around my kitchen, just being super silly, doing character voices. My kids make me laugh so hard. They're really funny. And I say to myself too, I look in the mirror. I'll walk up to the mirror. I will. I make a practice of it, y'all. And I'll say, I love you, Karen. I'll just look myself right in the eye. It's awkward at first, but you'll get used to it. I love you, Karen. You're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job.
You know, I just kind of give myself a little bit of that, you know, maybe something I didn't get when I was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. You know, those formative years. I acknowledge myself and give myself credit, you know. Like wherever we are on our journey, we can stop and look in that mirror and say that you're doing a great job. We're all just doing the best we can with what we know in this moment. I have this quote. This is from the book, A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson's book. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
So much in that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's my goodness. Good. Shine your light just by being you.
Be
loving
it.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's palpable, right? Ooh. When you see
when
someone.
When you feel
that,
it, you, ooh.
You can just see it, like in you can just see it in the way someone holds themselves, in the way they present, in the way they speak, just in their energy. Yes,
it's obvious. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, y'all.
Okay, so we've done the things. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners before we wrap this thing up?
I do want to share a poem. And it's the intro to my book.
I don't know if y'all picked up on that. She just slid that in there real smooth. Like,
I'm so uncomfortable with self-promotion.
It's okay. That's why she got me. I'm a hype woman. I hype myself up, hype her. It don't matter.
You are a hype artist. Oh, my God. You are. So this is called Homecoming. coming home to oneself is the greatest experience a human being can have. Waking up to the profound idea that you and you alone are the master of your destiny, responsible for your happiness, free to choose your path, to dive inside yourself and remember your very essence, to celebrate your unique divinity, to pursue your life's dream, to realize your potential, to create where there was none, to accept each day as a gift, a chance, an offering, a precious and fleeting moment. Listening to the voice, the one that guides you and has guided you since before you can remember. Resuming your wholeness, reclaiming your joy, returning to love, homecoming. That, my friends, is what I wish for you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, beautiful listeners, for sharing a little bit of this time with us today. I want you all to remember self-love isn't selfish.
And that you are loved. We're so glad you joined us. You take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.